wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Let obedience shape our daily habits. Trust Jesus even when obedience feels risky. True faith is revealed in obedience, not words. And number 8 in this list I made up, it says, resolve to bear fruit that lasts. Jesus connected obedience to fruitfulness. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. Live intentionally to see others, so others will see Christ in you. Share the gospel through words and actions. Invest in people, not just projects. And have a life abiding in Christ and his word that leaves an eternal impact on our lives. So lots of resolve, but most importantly, as I said in the beginning, Rhett, I resolve to receive the love of God every day so I can in turn share it with people. Because apart from God, we can do what?
Well, Jesus said nothing. Jesus said, if you love
ding,
me,
ding, ding.
If you love me, you will obey
me. Yeah, you'll obey me, right?
Okay, so what does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you what it means to me right now. It means I'm going to fill out an application to start going into the prisons. That's what it means. It means I'm going to do what Jesus said. Hey, you visited me when I was in prison. I have a friend who goes in, and I'm a friend of his, and he says they need people to come in and visit the prisoners.
Well, actually, but you and I, 30-something years ago, before you were married, because you got born again about a year after me, and we used to go into prisons.
Sure.
And I would do my concerts, and you were the guy that, the guy who did the hidden work.
Well, that too, but we ministered when we went in together.
And we had a blast. Yeah. Do you remember I had that white van, and we had this white Toyota cargo van with no windows and all the equipment's in that van, and we'd be traveling through. Remember, we were traveling, and we also, I was also at a Toyota station wagon, so I don't know what I had when I was with you. Maybe it was a station wagon, but I remember being in upstate New York going to Dannemora or wherever we're going to. These are the prisons. This is the places with the big walls. And what do you call that stuff, barbed wire on the top? And, you know, and I remember one time that there was you were at the back of my service, and I was singing Amazing Grace, and I had them all singing, and I'm wrapping things up for the concert, and then we're going to pack up and go. And you were standing there, and there was this big, big African-American man. And he said to you, yeah, I'm a full-timer, you know.
Or, he said, I'm a lifer.
A lifer. And you went, wow, that's it. Praise God. David can be a little naive, at least back then you were. And said, oh, yeah, you're a lifer. Yeah, we're all lifers for Jesus.
And that's what I thought he meant.
And the guy opened up his eyes and he looked at him, first of all, incredulously, thinking, is this guy being a jerk? He goes, no. I mean, I'm in here for life. And David, oh, what are you in for? He says, oh, I murdered 2 people. And right then you thought you were going to be.
I was going to be his third victim because he wasn't happy with what I said.
Yeah, so David was a little nervous that time, but we go through those big blizzards, and the windshield wipers are hitting, and you know, it's frigid outside. It's 4 degrees below 0, as it is right now in New York State, and heading up to this prison or that prison. And so now it's years later. You've been married, had children. Now you're back down here. Your wife is gone. And you're going to join up and go visit the prisons in Florida.
Well, I like that book that I once went through with a bunch of men called Experiencing God. And I love the motto of that book. It says, you know, God's doing a lot right now. You don't really have to create anything new. It says, see where God is moving and join him. He's moving in food shelters or food pantries. He's moving in prisons. He's moving in hospitals. I've been talking to a couple people and they said, yeah, I love to go in and see the people in the hospitals. But I do have a prayer. I don't know how close we are to ending.
No, we got about 8 minutes.
Do we? Okay. So I think when you said, well, what are we going to do? And that is
we can pray now.
Well, the fundamentals of following Jesus is to be obedient. And so, I would just like to offer.
I remember I used to be on a radio station down in Key West, a Christian radio station. The Assembly of God Church down there in Key West had it. And I would be flown in to do concerts at different churches. Years ago, and I was flown in there, and they said, hey, you know, we got this radio station. Would you like to? I had my little radio show in the afternoon, but I'd get an unction. Like, right now, somebody needs to hear this message. And no, next thing you know, somebody's driving up to the radio station and go, well, that was for me. It's perfect timing. And like you just said, you felt like an urge that we should pray now. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, let's just pray. And this is really in line with what we're talking about, to resolve and be resolute in our faith in Christ and to know that we are empty apart from the Holy Spirit. So we're going to offer a prayer to the Lord of obedience and surrender. And I invite you to join us in this prayer, Rhett and I, to ask the Lord to really intervene in our lives and get us back on track if we're off track, and to really fulfill the part of the Lord's prayer that says, "Thy will be done, thy kingdom come." So, Lord, as we all step into this new year, I don't come before you, Lord, and none of us do, trusting in our own strength, our own wisdom, or our own plans. We come trusting you.
Trust in the Lord and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Amen. So we covenant together, Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit, to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And we pray, Lord, that we would be busy about building your kingdom before our own comfort. Lord, I surrender my words, my decisions, my relationships, and my time to your Lordship. Where I have harbored pride, Lord, replace it with humility. Where I have held unforgiveness, release me into freedom. Where fear has ruled me, let faith arise in me.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind.
Yeah, help me to love others as you have loved me, Lord, patiently, sacrificially, truthfully, and without condition. Today, I choose obedience over convenience, faithfulness over recognition, and your will over my own. Not my will, Lord, but yours be done in me this year. May my life bear fruit that remains, and may everything I do bring glory to the Father. I commit this year to you, Lord, body, soul, spirit, and my future. And we pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus. And I like what Pastor Alex says. I go to Oceans Church. He always says, "Lord, we do want to give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor that's due your name. Because apart from you, Lord, we're not even here today. But with you, all things are possible."
Amen. Amen. You know, by the way, talking to my engineers that are hopefully both hearing what I'm saying, maybe there'll be a little space at the end of this to play this recording I recently did with Doolin, and it's called One Solitary Life. One Solitary Life. So maybe when they're editing this later, they could include that for the podcast and for WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial, where Jesus is Lord. So as we said at the beginning of the show today, I'm Rhett Palmer. We're talking with my lifelong friend David Preston Usher. And we met, I guess, 40 years ago it was, because you were about 9 months after me. I got saved March 22nd, year of the Bible, 1983, in my living room. And I would like to say this to people: if you're not sure you're born again, well, then you're not. Because when you get born again, you will know it. And Jesus said, what is this born again is? Well, Jesus said, ye must be born once of the flesh, that's your mom, your mother, and once of the spirit. And he said, make sure you are born again. Make sure you are born again. And I thought Jesus was, not a bunch of hooey, but I thought, God didn't send his son. Anyway, so for the first 29 years of my life, I was into Eastern religions and transcendental meditation. Meditation might still be okay as long as it's not a religion. It's a scientific practice. I'm not sure where that is all at, because even I think Jesus meditated. But anyway, I called upon the name of the Lord. I said, I believed you died on the cross and rose from the dead. Nothing happened. Nothing. And I don't know, he must have been calling me or putting it within my spirit, because then I started yelling at the ceiling going, okay, I'm a fool. And it is written that the kingdom of God suffers violence. Violent men take it by force. It doesn't mean violent with your fists. It means violently. He says, you will find me if you seek. Later on, I would learn this. You will find me if you seek me, when you seek me, with all your heart. God's not an easy catch, kids. He's not an easy catch. So I looked up at the sun and said, oh, I'm a fool to live without you. You're the one that gave me breath and life. And so I believe you died on the cross for my sins, rose from the dead, and I surrender the rest of my life to you. When the heavens opened up and a joy filled me, I was touched by the Holy Spirit of God. No other human being was with me at that moment. It was just Jesus and me. And I have to say this, I don't know if this is a bad thing to say, but I said, now I know why people do drugs, because drugs are the counterfeit. This is the real McCoy. I was so joyful, happy, high, a peace that passes understanding. I sat down in my rocking chair, And I'm rocking back and forth. Oh, you're real, you're real. I said, this is what black folks are talking about. I was always been attracted to black folks and black preachers and Martin Luther King and George Washington Carver. Those little books are Booker T. Washington. But anyway, so I called, this is what the black folks are talking about. You know, this is joy. I always thought joy and happiness were synonyms. No, this was joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So anyway, call upon him today. He who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He shall go in and out. I am the door. No one comes to the Father except by me. The audacity. Oh, Jesus was just a wise man. No. He was one with the Father. And so how could God say that he loved? Do you have a friend out there? Do you have a friend, Dave? Do you think somebody was shooting through the windows here now that I take a bullet for you and you go, wow, Rhett was my best friend. He took a bullet for me. He died and I'm alive. Well, Jesus, how can I show these people that have walked away from me? I gave them free will so they have choice. I can't make them. I don't want to make them love me. I know I'll go to earth and I'll die for all the sins. We'll establish the sins through the Ten Commandments and then I'll come to fulfill those Ten Commandments. And then all they do, oh, people, you know, you're going to be in Islam. Oh, you got to die for Muhammad. Or you're going to be in this, you got to die. You got to give up yourself to all these other religions. Jesus said, no. With me, I died for your sins. All you have to do is accept. But he is a gentleman and he will not force himself upon you. I know of one man recently, and his son is a famous preacher in a big church, and a lot of good things are done. And his father's walking down the street in New York City and hears an audible voice. And the audible voice says, I have a plan for you. And he says, no, I'm not interested. I have my own plan for my own life. How could you hear from God and turn him down? But that's how people prefer the darkness over the light. What is your preference today, Jesus or no Jesus? Jesus or no Jesus? I was in a meeting. A young man was there in recovery. He went back to the recovery home, put a needle in his arm and died that night. So you might not be here tomorrow. Choose Jesus. Hey, it's a new year. My people perish for lack of vision. Get a vision. Include Jesus in it. Make sure he's in it. David Preston Usher, thanks for coming on.
Great to be here, Rhett. Always fun to be together.
It's a new day, if you want it to be. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with Grace.
But worship you.